here. I'm singing a solo for you guys today. Start off. No, it's fine.
Welcome back to the show. Joining me now, Tony Banks, our co-host on Texans Countdown Live, former Houston Texans out here at training camp. Welcome back here to Houston and out here to training camp, Tony.
Thank you. You know, this is nothing like the training camp I went through in the expansion years. I mean, this is real Hollywood out here. We had no J.J. Watt then, though.
No J.J. Watt, no Hard Knocks.
There you go.
Yeah, the fans are coming out here about 4,000 a day each and every day since training camp began. But, you know, you spent some time out here watching practice. What do you see? Kind of what's standing out for you?
Well, you know, I'm focusing on some of the competitions, you know, get to see Vince Wilfork out there with J.J. and Clowney will be eventually out there. So that defensive front is going to be about as good as anybody, and they're going to need to be good until they get Arian Foster back.
Well, and the big news out here of the week, of course, is the return of Jadeveon Clowney on Monday. Pretty much he's doing individual drills, not a lot of contact yet, but your thoughts on what you're seeing from him. Really, the returning from that kind of microfracture surgery and what the team really needs from him.
Yeah, well, most of the guys that have that surgery do come back, but it takes them, you know, 24 months maybe. I know Amari Stoudemire in basketball, same thing kind of happened to him. So you want to take it easy with him, kind of walk him through it. Don't let him get too much because he's an explosive athlete, which he proved on those few snaps he had last year. He might not have known where the football was a few times, but he was in the backfield. So I'm looking forward to seeing more of that this year.
All right, well, let's hear from Jadeveon himself how it's going this week.
It's mean a lot to me, you know, to be out here practicing with the guys. It's been a long time, so I was very excited to be out there today.
How do you wrap up this past year for you?
Long. You know, I went through a lot. It was hard work, but we pulling it off, you know. Had a lot of help, a lot of assistance from guys, from my teammates, from the trainers, my family. Everybody supported me through the whole thing, so still a little ways to go, but we're in the right direction.
Yeah, I know what it's like. You know, I did it twice. It's not easy. You know, there's a lot of dark days and repetitive hard work that has to go in. But, you know, the hardest part's over for him. Now it's a fun part getting back and playing football with the guys.
Anytime, you know, you have surgery and the rehab process can be monotonous. And so he put in the work and, you know, we're going to ease him back into this thing and ramp him up. To be able to play in games and go from there. So, yeah, you know, he put in a lot of work.
I mean, I feel better than I did last year after my first surgery. So that's all I'm going to say on that. I feel great. Just saying what they tell me every day. We're going to build up from what I did today. So tomorrow will be more than what I did today. So just building up, hope to stay where I'm at.
Is it tough to kind of pull it back and not try to
get out? Yeah, I was like, Coach, let me get some pass rush today. He was like, nah, his first day out here, we're going to take it slow. I was like, man, what am I going to do then this whole time? He was, take it slow, man. You're going to have plenty of opportunities, so just wait.
Some other news of the week, the team signing Quentin Demps to the secondary, which will bring me to talk to secondary. We've talked quarterbacks, but we'll do that in the next segment with you, obviously. But this defense, some talent back there, specifically in the secondary, and boy, you can't say enough about these guys up front.
Yeah, they have some talent, but when that defensive line, that defensive front is able to get pressure, you don't need Darrell Revis back on the back end. If you're able to pressure quarterbacks, get them thrown in uncomfortable situations, which this defensive front will do, then those guys on the back end are going to have opportunities to make plays. And they're going to need every turnover they can have this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as a quarterback, you know, you're standing back there. You see a guy like J.J. Watt coming at you. Now he's coupled with Vince Wilfork in the middle and a healthy Jadeveon Clowney. That's got to just wreak havoc. That's got to be a nightmare for a quarterback.
Well, the thing that people don't understand is Vince Wilfork is not a sack guy, but he pushes that pocket, which makes the quarterback back there deeper, which gives J.J. and those defensive ends even more opportunities to get to the quarterback. So just that tandem alone, even without Clowney or anybody else, that's going to push the pocket. It's going to force quarterbacks to run outside of the pocket, and most of them can't get away from J.J.
All right, we're going to talk quarterbacks, but we have to take a timeout here on the show. Don't go away. When we come back, we will visit with Brian Hoyer and break it all down with Tony Banks. Stay with us.